Finally, everyone almost agrees. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. I watched the president's speech yesterday on Fox because I knew they wouldn't sugarcoat it. I knew they would be the most likely to highlight his gaffes, like when he said PPP instead of PPE and said 40 Americans were unvaccinated instead of 40% of Americans. But when anchor Anita Vogel came on, no mention of the gaffes. She went right to an interview with Donald Trump's COVID expert, Brett Giroir, who said he thought the speech was a C-minus, so not impressed. But then he went on to echo Biden's talking points.
He certainly had some important messages, and I do want to emphasize that whether you've been infected before or have had two vaccines with Omicron, it is very important to be vaccinated. And if you've gotten two vaccines, to get the third dose, because a previous infection or two doses is only about 20% protective against getting COVID. So very important for that to happen.
His main criticism was about the 500 million free doses, free tests that Biden announced. Not nearly enough, he says.
The only reason why we're in such a problem right now is that the Biden administration did not invest in testing between January and September. Remember, in September, with Delta, there were testing shortages, and they failed to meet the mark on improving the industry to provide the tests that people need.
And that was his overall criticism from Trump's COVID guy, that Biden didn't go far enough in last night's speech. It almost sounded like he wanted another shutdown.
There's nothing really new here except a lack of urgency, a lack of aggressiveness, and I think still villainizing people who are unvaccinated.
I'd probably use the term vilifying, but he's right about that. Biden did say vaccination is a patriotic duty, which implies a judgment there. But the bigger story is the fundamental change in the approach to COVID that we heard yesterday. Unlike Europe, there will be no federal shutdown. We are going to live with it.
So schools can stay open and kids can stay in class, even if a classmate tests positive. COVID-19 is scary, but the science is clear. Children are safe as safe in schools as they are any place.
He's saying that the vaccine is so effective at keeping people alive, another lockdown would only be protecting people who have chosen not to protect themselves. And therefore, the country's moving on. And even if you don't think that vaccination is your patriotic duty, at least make sure you know the way to the nearest hospital.